Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I found myself in an awkward situation this week, and not awkward because of what it was, awkward because I was not prepared for it, and I ended up being butt naked. So let me rewind a little bit. I got a physical done last year, and my doctor's like, okay, Kelly, you know, you're in the sun a lot. I'm going to need you to do a skin cancer check. It's okay. Just routine. I don't see anything that you need to do, but just to be safe. And I was like, okay, you know what? That's right. I've done the tanning beds. I go to the river a lot. You're right. I probably should do that. So I scheduled my appointment, and I had my appointment this week. I went out to the Derm Bar in Rancho and had an amazing dermatologist, but I don't know why in my head I was just thinking, oh, she is going to look at my arms, you know, like the random little moles I have on my arms. And be like, okay, yeah, you're good. I didn't know what was entailed.
She was checking everywhere.
With a skin cancer check. It is everywhere. I mean, like, my scalp. She was like, okay, I'm going to look through your hair and you know, make sure that there's not any spots on your head. Bottom of my feet. But when it started, she goes, okay, here's your gown. Go ahead and just, you know, get down to your undies and put the gown on. And I was like,
what?
I thought I was going to, like, the female doctor or something. I was like, wait, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, yeah, that makes sense. If they're going to check, they're going to check everywhere, not just where the sun hits.
Okay, Kelly, you've just helped me from being in a non-prepared situation in exactly the same situation. Because I've been told I need to get this. But I thought you stepped into, like, some imagery machine thing and they like see your whole body. I didn't know that the dermatologist goes one mole at a time throughout your whole body. I would have felt the same way because I'm not prepared for it.
With a light. I was like, oh, okay. Yep, we're really doing this right now. Luckily, she was amazing, so I was super comfortable.
The professionals, yes.
Yes, but I was like, wow, not what I expected, and 100% not prepared for that.
No, that's not the point. They're professionals. The point is that you weren't prepared. Sometimes you need time to mentally prepare yourself for what is about to unfold.
Well, and it was so awkward. I was, like, joking with her. I was like, well, at least I shaved my legs. Like, one of those, like, and she's like, don't worry, I see it all. You know, I'm like, okay.
Oh, she had to reassure you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an awkward situation. Have you found yourself somewhere where you went and you were just not prepared? Either because you didn't know what it was about or you didn't have the right stuff?
I have a story and I still remember it from 20 years ago. That's how much it affected me.
It traumatized you, it sounds like.
Which I'll tell you in 6 minutes, but we also want to hear from you. What was something you were not prepared for? 888-431-3764. Well, Kelly wasn't prepared when she went in for a skin cancer check or a mole check, and she got her whole body scanned, literally butt naked.
Yeah, I thought it was like, okay, I'm going to go in for my appointment. I don't know why they thought they'd check, like, my arms and my legs. They checked everywhere.
Talk about not being prepared. Nope. I still remember this from 20 years ago. I was 17 years old, an insecure 17-year-old. I just arrived in America, just got to college, because I'm a college athlete. I had to do a physical.
Right.
No problem. I went into the room. The doctor was there. How are you, doctor? He looked at my throat. He looked at my ears. He felt my chest. At the end of the physical, he's like, okay, pants down. No one told me about this. Okay, pants down, reluctantly. What are you going to do? And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but there's something called, for guys, the cough test.
Yeah, I think we know what you're talking about.
If you,
even as a woman, I know what you're talking about.
If you're prepared for the cough test, it's okay. If you're not prepared and a 17-year-old that just stepped foot in the country for the first time, it can feel like a real violation.
Send me back to Australia.
And I still remember that 20 years ago. And I will say I have had cough tests since, but I was prepared, so it didn't have the profound effect on me that it did back in 2004.
And maybe that's part of this. It's that, like, medical stuff that if you've never done it before, you're not prepared for it. 951 texted about thinking that they were going in for a pelvic ultrasound. but it ended up not being the ultrasound. It was a probe. A little bit different. And if you're not prepared for it, you're like, whoa, what are you doing with that?
Well, that's the key. We understand that professionals, and they do it every day, and we need it for our general health. It's the fact that you do not expect it. You need that mental time to prepare for what's about to unfold.
Yeah. Did you ever get caught off guard by either going to a doctor's appointment or just not prepared for something? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Nothing like a little medical procedure to keep you on your toes. I went this week and I had a skin cancer screening just because it's that time. I've spent a lot of time in the sun. My doctor's like, it's probably a good idea for you to go do this. So I was like, you know what? I am. I'm going to be proactive with my health. I went ahead. I made my appointment. I showed up thinking, oh, they're going to check my arms and my legs. Nope. She was like, here's a gown. Go ahead and get down into your underwear. I was like, oh. Oh, we're checking all the skin.
Whole different ball game when you're not prepared. I got the cough test when I was 17, just arrived in America. Didn't know what was happening. Felt very violated. Had the cough test plenty more times since, but I knew it was coming, so it's a different ball game.
Yeah, when you're not prepared, that's the thing. Joe and Loma Linda, do you have a story where you were not prepared for something?
Back in 2015, I was still on active duty at the time. I was active duty Marine Corps, and while I was on deployment, developed an inguinal hernia. So I had this like huge bulge, like right above the goods. You know what I mean? So I went over to medical, waiting for the medical officer, and one of the corpsmen comes in. At the time, you know, I was single. So, like, I see her, and she's beautiful. And, you know, asking me the screener questions and everything, and there I am. I'm, like, sitting there. I'm in pain because of this hernia, but I'm just looking at her. I'm like, she's beautiful. I got to talk with her.
Oh, I know where this is
and
going.
So, you know how this is kind of going. So, anyway, I'm trying to talk with her a little bit too and everything. And the medical building is the only spot on base that actually has like air conditioning, because in Kuwait at the time during the summer, it's topping at like 120 degrees. And so this is the only building that has AC, and they had it on full blast. And like, just as I'm talking with her, the medical officer comes in. He's like, all right, you know, Corporal, we'll take a look. Go ahead and drop trowel. You know, do you mind if, you know, she's over here for, you know, training it, you know, observation purposes. So I'm like, okay. You know, I dropped trowel. And, yeah, man, just to say I wasn't looking my best because of all the cold AC and everything like that.
Oh, it went the other way.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. Yeah. Second of all, who's trying to spit game during a medical exam?
I was still single at the time, so, you know, me.
Me.
You never know when you're going to go past a beautiful woman. Could be in any profession.
Yeah.
Well, did the AC ruin your chances, or did you get a date out of it?
Sorry to say, never saw her again after that.
You should have said, just give
actually,
me one
Actually, no,
chance.
I can't. Actually, my wife heard me saying that. She'd probably get angry. So, no, I never saw that. I never saw that corpsman again.
Well, life throws you curveballs, and sometimes you're put in situations you just don't expect when you're expecting someone at something else. I had the cough test done to me at 17 for the first time when I was completely caught off guard. Kelly pretty much got butt naked for her skin cancer check the other day, which she was not expecting.
Pretty much, yep. I was not prepared for that. Luckily, my dermatologist was great, made it super comfortable, but I was like, okay, now I know.
No, they're professionals. You just need that mental time to prepare for it.
Tabitha in Redlands, did you get caught in one of these situations where you just were not prepared?
I was like 9 months pregnant with my baby, my first baby. And I was seeing my OB doctors at a local teaching hospital that shall remain nameless. They're a wonderful facility. And I had this very young resident with like frosted tips, you know, and spiked hair. And I was already feeling uneasy because he looked like a baby himself. And so he's doing the check, you know, where babies come out, where you'd expect to be checked. And he's, you know, telling me everything he's doing, which was great. And then, without warning, he surprised me and checked another orifice where babies do not come from.
What?
Yes. And so I about flew off the table. And when all was said and done, they said, did you want to speak with the attending doctor? And I said, I kind of do. So the attending doctor came in and I said, hey, this resident is wonderful, but he surprised me. And she said, oh, he probably told you. You just didn't hear him. I said, oh, no, I would have heard that.
Right. Yeah, at least I would have been prepared. That would have been the warning I probably needed.
All of a sudden, she's getting a check on the baby and that happens? Yes, that's something you need to be prepared for.
All right. Well, we want to make sure you are prepared. We are giving you your warning, your chance to win those tickets to Boots in the Park, happening right after this song, less than 3 minutes away.